For Older Kids, A Butterfly for Courtney, by Jane McBride Choate, based on a true story. Courtney was sad a lot. Was there any way Alina could help? Succor those that stand in need of your succor. Mosiah chapter 4, verse 16. Alina sat back on her heels and looked at what she and Grandma had done in the backyard.
It looks good,
Alina said, admiring the newly cleaned out garden beds. Alina loved spending time with her grandma. Grandma could always make her laugh, even when Alina was feeling down. Sometimes Grandma made up silly poems or stories.
Let's go inside.
Grandma started toward the back door.
I have a surprise for you.
She handed Alina an envelope with some money inside.
You don't have to pay me, Grandma,
Alina said. But Grandma shook her head.
You help me so much. I want to give you something. Please, take it.
Thank you.
Alina gave Grandma a big hug. Alina thought of some jeans and a shirt she'd seen at the store. With what Grandma had paid her and what Alina had saved, she'd have just enough money to buy them after paying her tithing. The next day was Sunday. Alina and her family got to church a few minutes before sacrament meeting began. She couldn't wait to tell her friend Courtney about earning money for the clothes. But when she saw Courtney sitting in the foyer, she noticed that her friend looked really sad. Alina sat down next to her.
Are you all right?
Alina asked quietly.
I'm fine,
Courtney said. But she didn't look Alina in the eye. Alina knew her friend wasn't fine. Courtney struggled with depression and got really sad sometimes.
How can I help?
Alina asked.
There's nothing anyone can do,
Courtney said and turned away. Alina saw a tear slide down her cheek. Alina felt like crying herself. She sat with Courtney until sacrament meeting started, and it was time for them to join their families. For the rest of the day, Alina felt an idea grow inside her. She thought about Courtney. She thought about the money she'd earned. Buying new clothes didn't seem very important anymore. After praying about her idea, Alina knew what she wanted to do. On Monday after school, Alina asked her mom to take her to the store.
Sure,
her mom said.
Are you going to get those jeans you were telling me about?
Alina shook her head.
I decided I don't really need more clothes. I'm going to get something else.
Mom looked surprised.
Okay.
At the store, Alina showed her mom a necklace with a butterfly pendant.
Courtney loves butterflies. She's having a really hard time right now. She's failing one of her classes. She tries so hard, but sometimes she can't study when she's feeling down.
Mom nodded.
I know. Her mom is worried about her.
She smiled at Alina.
I'm proud of you for being so thoughtful.
Before school the next day, Alina handed the gift to her friend. When Courtney pulled the necklace out, a smile spread across her face.
Wow, thank you. It's perfect,
she said, slipping the necklace over her head. The butterfly's wings sparkled in the sunlight. Courtney gave Alina a hug.
I'm so lucky to have you for a friend.
Alina hugged her back.
We're lucky to have each other.
The author lives in Colorado, USA.
Do you know anyone who feels really sad? Do you feel sad a lot? There is hope. Read or listen to Don't Give Up for help. End of the story, A Butterfly for Courtney. Read by Jane Wise, Maya Reinwand, Charlene Stewart, Tess Hawkins, Kristen Hawkins, and Eden Reinwand.